You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
In this seminar, we're going to think about the impact that sport has on the New Zealand identity of today and how the nation's commitment to sport has impacted throughout history. Now, New Zealand, as we know, is a relatively young country, is geographically isolated, and has a small population. Despite these factors, however, it manages to compete on an international sporting platform, in rugby in particular, against much larger, longer established, and more powerful nations. The game of rugby was first introduced to New Zealand by Charles Munro in the late 1860s, after he discovered the sport while studying at Christ's College in the UK. Today, the New Zealand team, the All Blacks, are an internationally renowned rugby team, not only for their sporting prowess, but also the famous performance, the haka, done at the beginning of international rugby competitions. The haka is performed in the traditional spirit of Maori tribes as a means of intimidating the enemy prior to combat. The significance of rugby in history was highlighted during the Second World War, when New Zealand forces decided to hold a rugby competition with the intention of building strength, fitness, determination, and teamwork amongst the soldiers. The Second World War was the first time that Maori troops were engaged in international warfare. Maori soldiers went to battle as part of the newly established 28th Battalion, which was an all-Maori troop. They quickly established a reputation for being formidable and well-disciplined soldiers, and it was once said of them that command of the Maori battalion would facilitate the conquering of the world. Today, the All Black rugby team have a similar reputation of being an invincible and highly skilled opposition. The team has competed internationally since 1884, when they played against a visiting Australian team from New South Wales. Since the early days, rugby facilitated cohesion between different social groups, while many aspects of life were not necessarily open to all. To this day, while in many parts of the world life is becoming more sedentary, for a vast number of New Zealand families, participation in sporting activities and time spent outdoors is highly valued. Children are commonly encouraged to join a sporting group by parents and schools alike. It's common for children to participate in a team from as early as 5 years old, and membership opportunities extend to late in life through clubs such as the Golden Oldies. Undoubtedly, the continued success of the All Blacks continues to keep the national interest, some might say obsession, with the sport alive. I would now like to hear the thoughts of each of the groups on how attitudes to sports in New Zealand compare or contrast with the country you've selected for research.